Head over to the livestock side, what we're seeing within this cattle market today. A lot of anticipation for some cash, because it sounds like it could trade as early as today.
Well, I think that if the cash trades, I'm tending to believe that if the cash market trades, you know, the best would probably be 160. The offers are 161, 162. I don't think the packer will accommodate that. I think at best they'll come to 160. Now, that said, still, that doesn't seem all bad. But, you know, the cattle market has tipped, and, of course, it's feeders that have tipped the hardest, which is what happened when this break started in the first place here in December. Feeders were the ones to tip over the first. And I think that looking at the feeder market, you know, and even on the fats, we're softer today. We had a cycle high due yesterday on cattle, and so that appears like it's trying to assert itself. But, you know, in a bearish market, 3 days up is about all you get in cattle, and, you know, yesterday was day three. So today we're getting some response. But the bottom line is, when I look at the feeder market, there is such a pronounced spike bottom that we need to take a look at this spike. And if today's trade closes rather poorly and then we start to take out last Friday's lows, I think we have to watch the market very closely, because what may be happening is that we may go void that singleton bottom. And really, if the market's truly good, it shouldn't do that. And then, of course, turning and coming up through yesterday's highs would be impetus to give more power under the market.
Having a quarterly hogs and pigs report coming out on a Tuesday, is that going to make things kind of strange for this market?
Well, it does. It's the first time ever that it's come out while the market's been trading. And this is the earliest they've ever put it out, in December, too. So the hogs and pig report coming out today, I think, you know, they wanted to do it today rather than tomorrow, because markets close early tomorrow for Christmas Eve, so they're doing it today. But the market will be trading while that report comes out. It comes out at 2 o'clock, and of course we're seeing some short covering in the market here today, and that's why hogs are higher.